many of his essays, and then many of his rushes, the professor would say, said to us all the time, had a recurring theme. He had many recurring themes. One of the recurring themes was to sanctify the mundane, to mekadesh the chol. The way we translate it is to sanctify the mundane. That is our goal in life, is to mekadesh chol. In fact, we know the Gemara and the Chayrus that anything that comes from a kadosh is kadosh. Anything that comes from tar is tar. Hashem created the whole world. So by its very definition, everything in the world has kedusha. That's the godless of the bracha, Amavdo ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. On Shabbos, Shechal Yos Yomtiv, Motzi Shabbos, Shechal Yos Yomtiv, the bracha we say is Amavdo ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. What's the pshat behind that bracha? We have to be able to discern there are different levels of Kedusha. But in essence, everything is really holy. I mean, our definition, Hashem was created, Hashem is a Kodesh, everything that comes from him is a Kodesh as well. This test has levels of Kedusha. Obviously lower than a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, but everything to a certain degree has kedusha, and it is our goal in life to sanctify the mundane. If you look closely, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is readying us for the process of geula, and for the process of chayrus, and for the process of using the Torah in its most proper way. Let's begin to show that. The first night that we leave Mitzrayim, we are given the mandate in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Seder. Now, probably the most famous meal on the Jewish calendar is the Seder. There's no doubt about that. No? Eating is very incidental. Eating the meal, Shulchan Aruch is so full by the time you get the main meal, it's really incidental. The mitzvahs, matzah, maror, the maggid, the most famous meal of the year is really not the focal point, is eating at all. That is our perspective towards eating. When you're a slave, they weren't able to eat what they wanted. They're free of, get the hamburgers, whatever, get the hot dog, get out the grill, right? Take the pizzas. Hashem says no. There is a prescription to the way a yid, a ben Torah, eats. And the very first meal is dedicated to that concept of what? Saying it with brachas, saying it with appreciation, and without a doubt, basically, to be mekadesh the chol. That's what brachas are all about. That's why you plan when you sit down for a lunch, a breakfast, a dinner, you plan which brachas you're going to say. Maybe sometimes if you have snakes, you wash on the bread. Oh, I got a bench. So what? You bench the kavana for 3-4 minutes. What's the big deal? There's an appreciation for eating, that it's the mekadesh the chol. There's a purpose behind eating it, to be healthy, for exercise. You're strong, you play sports, you play ball. There is a reason behind it. It's very critical that you have this overarching principle. Everything we do in life is that we can be mekadesh the chol, that we are b'nei Torah. You want to relax with your friends, so you'll be able to relax, so you'll be able to do mitzvahs much better. It's very dangerous the second we don't have that overarching principle. It becomes an end-all itself. You get so angry when you miss a shot, or you didn't get a pass, or whatever the case might be. It's difficult. I played a few weeks ago. I hadn't played. We were off during intercession, so I went on a Friday morning. I played in the Y. So at that game, at 11 o'clock on a Friday morning, non-Jewish fellows. Not any Jewish fellows. So, you know, they saw me and didn't think I had to play good at all, so I happened to play real good. I almost knocked them all over. Made a few shots. They couldn't believe it. But what made me feel very uncomfortable was the nibble pet. Very uncomfortable. And the truth is, I say to myself, I really haven't been back there. Because it made me feel very uncomfortable. But, you know, I thought to myself, Ribbono Shel Olam, if it's an end-all, so, okay, you never can be a nibble pet. Nibble pet's a horrible thing. Two types of nibble pet. One nibble pet's always usher, another nibble pet's always usher as well. But you talk about non-sneas yinonim, if you have 70 years in Shemayim, Hashem rips it up instantly. So nibble pet's terrible, but there are two tracks. One is more severe than the other. But I think, why is a person psychologically do nibble pet? Because you get all angry, it's an important thing to you. Okay, you should never do nibble pet. But obviously it must be important to this person. Why is it so important? You play a 5-on-5, pick up your, I mean, what's it all about? He's so angry about it. Say such dvarim in the Nuvalim, it's terrible. It's a horrible thing. Because it's a view of that's an end-all. If you take it from the proper perspective that it's to sanctify the mundane, that you work out, you feel better, and you feel healthy, you shmartim es nafsho seichem, is a din of chilutz atzomus, that's a proper perspective. That's why Hashem gives us the first night, the Seder. Secondly, unbelievable. We worked for years in the tribe. They owed us millions, billions. And what does Hashem tell us? Borrow stuff from the mitzvah. Borrow things. We were owed billions. You could ask the Eibishter, what? Nikra Adina wasn't alone. But Hashem was very weary of free men gaining millions and billions. The wealth is going to get out of hand. So to be able to internalize in ourselves that even if you're a wealthy fellow, it's not kochi gozum yadi, Hashem blessed you with that. Appreciate it. Use it properly for mitzvahs, for stokah, for chesed, for your family, for proper tahorah things. Don't abuse it. Hashem warns us right away. As soon as we leave and enjoy that freedom, we have a debt to internalize that we will not use it improperly, the blessing, the bracha of wealth. Thirdly, the Mechilta quotes two dais as to where the blood was put. Inside the doorpost or outside? Rashi ala Torah goes with the second dais, that the blood was outside. What is the symbolism of the blood on the outside? The shot might be the following. The French Revolution, right, was fueled by a slogan of what? Life, liberty, fraternity, and what? Equality. You guys don't know world history? Come on. Torah Maga, you don't know world history. It was fueled by that slogan. What did the leaders end up doing? They killed people. Violence, horrible plundering. They themselves engaged in murder. And that was their slogan. Liberty, fraternity, equality. And they end up killing people. The Eibishter says to Klal Yisrael, you have your freedom, don't engage. These guys were mean to you, they tortured you. Don't engage in freedom and what? Beat them up and destroy them. Have shlita on it. Do not engage in your physical what? Freedom and abuse it where you engage in violence. Act properly like a bentira, like a kadosh. Those are three items and elements that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to ready ourselves for cheiris. Ein lecha bentira and el misha osik bentira. To appreciate cheiris, what freedom is all about. And the truth is, to embellish as we're saying, is really to be mekadesh the chol. This is the pshat, in essence, of the mon in our parsha. The mon is symbolic of having the ability to eat, but eating something that is kadosh. We don't have it anymore. But in essence, we strive for that time that we'll be able to what? Reestablish the notion of man. What does it say in the parsha? Kach sin senes achas. Rashi says it was a kli cheris, a canister of man. Why? Why a kli cheris? So no tumu should get into it. Why do you need a canister? That we should remember what it meant. And when we're on that level of kedusha, we could eat man. Anything we ate would taste in the manner of what we wanted. Because we were on the level of kedusha. When a person what? Lowers themselves and is not on that level of kedusha, then we cannot appreciate the man. Because we have to be able to make kadesh the chol in all areas. And that means, in the notion of being a person that is engaged in Torah, realizing ruchnius, that means a person that engages in the Torah, in mitzvahs, and in chesed. And that means being a balmidis and being an onuf. But at the same time, not being an onuf when it comes to mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikach Moshe et Asmus Yosef. He himself The other Bikolonim, the Gemara tells us, they only wanted Moshe Rabbeinu because he was the tzaddik. Other Bikolonim would come forward to do that? When it comes to mitzvahs, yes. When it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to digging, when it comes to kfura, and a levaya, God forbid, the Rav said, mitzvah yiraisa, you do the kfura, you shovel. Mitzvahs, we are not an honor. We run to do the mitzvahs. That's the concept of the Mekadesh Lechol. Olam Hazeh is a segue, the conduit to Olam Haba. And that's the mandate of the Mekadesh Lechol. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu lived his life like. That's what Klai Yisrael, they leave Mitzrayim. Az Yashir. What's Az? Or Achayim HaKadosh says they were at that Madrega now. They were ready to be to Shar Shira LaKadosh Baruch Hu. They felt that everything they saw in this world, they could see the Kedusha, they can be Mekadesh. Therefore they saw Shira, they sang Shira LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very important principle. Everything in life you have to guide yourself with that concept of Mekadesh Lechol. It'll help you from getting angry. It'll help you from being a balgaiva. It'll help you from not fitting into your discipline and the system that you need to follow on a consistent basis to be a ventura. These are the steps that Hashem gave us. Hashem should give us the koyach to fulfill it with those steps, and then Beis Hashem will shower us with brachah. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. And Chazar over, we'll continue on Sunday.